the top part of the house is called the...
The roof,
okay.
I think.
And, you know, sometimes we have these things along the edge of the roof to carry the water off.
Gutter.
Okay, how's that made? Is that built in or is it...
Well, they make different kinds of gutters. They make one that is round. I let you catch them. Now, the one that the government had at the old lighthouse, it was a slate roof on that old building. And it had a big water tank under the house. The house was about 12 feet off the ground on big brick pillars. And they had a half moon gutter built just like that.
Just like a wedge?
It went all the way around the eave of that house, and when the rainwater rained on the roof, it run in this gutter, and there was holes ever so often along in that half moon gutter with a round pipe soldered on to it that went down, the round pipe went into that water tank, and that was what the water that we had to wash with and use. We didn't use it for drinking or anything because it was dirt on that roof and it wasn't sanitary. But it was wonderful water for washing. There was no iron or anything in it like there was in the well water. Mm-hmm. Wash clothes a lot. But that's the gutter. We have two or three different types of a gutter that catches water off the roof.
What if you have a house and an L? What do you call the low place on the roof where they... come together?
A place on the roof where they come together.
Would you call that a gutter or a valley or alley?
I guess. The valley, I guess, is what you would call it.
And if you had a room at the top of the house, just underneath the roof.
You had a what?
A little room at the top of the house, just under the roof. You'd call that
a room at the top of the house? Under the roof?
Yeah, like, say if you had something you could pull down here and you'd get up there, you'd be up in the...
I never heard of a room
well,
like that.
It's not really an upstairs. It's not as big as a regular room. And a lot of times it won't be finished. You know, I mean, like, you wouldn't live up. You'd use that as a bedroom or anything. But just a small room at the top of the... underneath the roof where you could store things.
I ought to know, but tonight I don't.
I was wondering if you call that an attic or garret or loft or...
Well, you could call it an attic or you could call it the loft. In my days, when I was young, we called it a loft.
Mm-hmm.
But now, most of them, they call it an attic.
Have you ever seen different types of kitchens? Like kitchens built separately from the rest of the house?
I haven't, no ma'am, I haven't been around enough in different houses and all that. To answer that question, I know there is, but I haven't seen them.
A little room off the kitchen where you can store canned goods and extra dishes and things.
We call that, it's a lighthouse, we call it a pantry.
Okay.
Where we stored stuff.
And what would you call a lot of old worthless things that you were going to throw out?
Junk.
Okay. Any special place for storing things like that?
Out in the woods somewhere, I reckon, or something else. But now you have to be careful with it. Have to carry them to the garbage pile.
Uh-huh.
Call it now the garbage junk where the city calls it all home.
But say, if you had some things that you didn't really want to throw out, but you didn't want to, really didn't have any use for, you might just put it in a...
Oh, I got a room after we finished this home on the back of the house built. Was really built for another bedroom, but since I've been by myself, it's a junk room. Now I got it full of junk.
Okay.
Don't throw anything away. And once in a while, somebody can't find anything in the store that they want. They can't buy it or get it, and they come up here. I got
it. What other things you have in there?
Most things of things will be used someday. Tools, all my tools are in there.
And, talking about the